Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Sure is.
Relax, it's flax.
There you go. And you know, until you say that, I actually don't feel like it is the weekend.
It brings tranquility to the ozone layer.
It does, yeah, because the ozone layer needs tranquility.
It's just an unbelievable sound.
What else do you know about the ozone layer, Flax?
There's holes in it. There's actually the biggest hole is over Australia.
Ah.
The reason, I can't remember why there's a hole there. But you have to wear extra sunscreen.
So you're pretty informed. Look at you, Flax.
I know a few facts here and there about our ozone layer.
Yeah, maybe this segment should be called Facts with Flax.
I know CFS.
Yeah.
Chlorofluorocarbon, something like that.
I don't know if it's chlorofora.
They come out of fridges and stuff.
CFCs.
CFC.
Yeah.
Chlorofluorocarbon, something like that.
Yeah.
Messes up our ozone layer. That's why you must buy CFC-free products.
Yes, which is most deodorants these days because they can't really sell them and get them like approved by bodies in the country unless they don't have as many CFCs.
It's important to look after our ozone as well.
Yeah, especially when you're putting on deodorant.
Do you know when a rocket takes off, its next propulsion is to get it through the ozone layer? Because like there's a denser field of air, I assume.
You surprise us every day with your information.
I like facts and like... I was looking today, NASA just released a rocket into the air. It's called the Flying Saucer. They're trying to make life possible on Mars. And it looks like a flying saucer.
I don't think it's called the Flying Saucer.
I'm telling you, they released it at 1 PM today with a live stream.
The Flying Saucer?
The Flying Saucer. Are you Googling it?
I am Googling it.
So, did it come up?
Look at you. Ah, it is called the Flying Saucer.
Yeah.
Wow, Flax.
Leer.
There you go. And he speaks Afrikaans. What a talented individual on a Friday afternoon. All right. What's up, bro?
So I was at gym earlier and I was getting a smoothie and I overheard these couples busy chatting and busy arguing and stuff like that. And he was fighting. I love eavesdropping. He was fighting with her because she went out and got drunk. Now, she's apparently not allowed to go and get drunk without him. So he went and he took a steroid pill to get back at her.
By not giving her sex, because the steroid pill would sort of make it more of a floppy
disk. It's so intense. Since when did the days come where the girl or the guy can't go out without the other partner or without creating jealousy?
It depends on the relationship. So you'd probably never be in a relationship where that would be an issue.
See, I'm long out of the relationship days. When I was still there, I mean, my mom would drop us off for dates.
But there will come a time when you'll be in a relationship with someone, and if you do things individually, it can become a bit of an issue, which is why for a lot of people, relationships are a no-go.
I'd be perfectly fine if my significant other wanted to go drinking or partying without me.
You say that now, but then you'd...
What's going to happen?
You'd be surprised, Flax. You'll figure this out over the next few years. Don't worry.
They're not going to cheat on me because I let them go out clubbing on their own.
You'll figure it out, Flax. Don't worry. It's going to happen. You're going to get loved up one day.
What's loved up?
It's when you're in love with someone.
Yeah, but I'm not in love with them for the reason they're going to cheat on me.
No, but I'm saying you'll find that there'll come a time when you'll wonder where that person is and you'll care about their day and you won't want them to be with other people.
Yeah, but you're not going to fight with them because they went out without
Flax,
you.
Flax, you're what? How old? 20?
22.
Yeah, okay, cool. You got a few years to figure it out.
To me, it was extraterrestrial, this fight.
How old were they?
They must have been also like 23, 24. He was actually working at the coffee shop there.
Oh.
He was selling
the smoothie.
No, he was selling the
steroids.
No, the gym products and stuff.
Oh, so he's dealing steroids on the side.
No, I don't know what he's doing on the side.
Sure, Flax. And they thought you were listening to your iPod, huh?
No, I was staring straight ahead. There was no one in front of me. I'm legit staring at a blank wall just listening to them. And he'd say it subtly or be like, no. And then I heard from like Jerry that you were out at Katie's over the weekend. Then you were out at this club. Don't be lying to me. And then he'd act like all cute, and then he'd say, "I'm not dealing with this anymore. We'll be done if this is going to continue."
Did you get any exercise done in and amongst the snooping?
I got this was post workout.
Okay, afterwards when you wanted the smoothie.
But I loved eavesdropping. That's my number one thing.
Until it happens to you.
I wish I could like direct my ears at places. Trust me, everyone loves eavesdropping.
Yeah.
If you could like, what's that animal that can direct its ears? A bunny?
Yeah, I think bunnies can direct it. A lot of animals can direct their ears.
Short-eared bunnies can.
Yeah.
given that you get long-eared bunnies dogs. As well.
Dogs can also direct their ears.
Can they?
Don't you say when you go to your dog, hello? Like for me, it's chi-chi, no. chi-chi the cha-cha. And then her ears go in different directions.
No, my dog's got like longish ears. I don't think it can move.
Okay. Shit. Sorry. What else, Flax?
So that Gigi the Cha-Cha just got rolling in my head. But there's this guy that he collected little like coins all around places, like on bus stops at, in buses, in train stations. And he did this for like 10 years.
Wow.
Then he has all these coins still, and he goes and he buys a car for $136,000 in the coins. How's Jeez. That? 4 tons in change.
That would be wildly annoying to the person who has to cash that up.
They apparently had to, like, he had to come in over 3 days, and the dealership actually paid for the trucks to fetch the 4 tons of coins.
Because it's really great PR.
Well, I doubt they thought it would like make news, but where are you going to even store these 4,000 coins?
Melt
it
down.
I saw a photo of it, but it's ridiculous.
It's wild.
Imagine paying for a coin, 1 rand coins.
But this is the thing. Everyone's entitled to pay for something in as many coins as what they want to.
They can't say no.
Coins just aren't a thing anymore, though.
I'm not into coins anymore.
Okay. Were you ever into them?
No. I mean, I don't even have a wallet that accommodates coins.
You don't do coins?
No.
I don't do coins. I don't do cash. I just do cards.
I mean, so I always carry cash because some places don't take card, and then I'm always scared. You never want to be without money in like time of need. Say you need a cold drink.
Yeah, you want to be able to buy it.
That's your...
But when they give you change in coins, where do you put it? Just throw it on the ground?
No. So say they gave me... 20 rand note and a 2 rand coin. I'll say, you can have the 2 rand.
Ah.
Buy yourself a chocolate. Have Mr.
Money
bad day.
Bags.
Like even at the bars, they know that they'll give you a 50 rand note and then they'll give you 20 rand in coins.
Okay.
They know you're going to say, keep the coins.
Where does most of your money come from, Flax?
From my parents.
So you are blowing money fast on someone else's tab. Yeah, keep the change. Don't worry.
Coins are just such a nuisance. My wallet doesn't take coins.
You poor thing.
And then they weigh your pants down. They're bulky.
It's true. It's very annoying, coins.
I mean, if I collect, like, I'll collect 5 rands and then I'll go exchange them for like a tenner or a 20.
Okay. Your money philosophy is really starting to show through here.
Like some things I find useless, like 5 cents. What are you going to carry around 5 cents for like 10 years with you?
It is useless. That's why they're going to discontinue those.
Really?
Yeah. 1 cent have been discontinued. 2 cents have been discontinued. And I think 5 cents have also been discontinued. 10 cents still a thing. 20 cents. Because what happens is with inflation and that, the value of what it costs to create that coin is more than what the coin lands up costing. So a 1 cent is worth more than the production costs of a 1 cent coin. So they have to discontinue use of it.
While we're throwing out facts about money, I heard that Warren Buffett, if he drops a $1 bill, it's better for him just to keep walking and let it hit the ground, because the time it takes for him to pick it up, he'll have made, I think, $1,000.
Wow.
Just by standing and picking it up, he'd make $1,000. Before it hit the ground,
that is
he'd probably
wild.
Make it double it.
That is wild. All right. What else, Flax?
There's a man going all over the road on like a road trip. Well, that was like a double thing. He's going all over America on a road trip to do favors for strangers. How cute's that?
It's not you.
No.
Okay.
But imagine saying, okay, I'm going on a holiday and everywhere I go is just the reason to go do a favor for a stranger.
So how's he living? How's he paying for things?
I don't know.
What favor would you ask for from a stranger?
I guess.
Everyone in the room next door is saying a hand job.
No. I like getting to know people. So I just say, let's go for coffee and then just get to know their life story.
Okay, so, I'm asking.
Favor of time.
What favor would you want someone to do for you?
That's such a tough one. Maybe something small, like give me a lift somewhere.
Okay.
What would you ask?
Like a physical lift?
No, like a lift in the car.
Oh, in the car. So get into
just
a stranger's car.
Introduce me to more people so that I know people in the area or
okay,
something.
Okay, like the old age home, take you on a visit.
Just to make more friends. And
okay.
You?
I'd ask for all their money and then I'd run.
Subtle.
That's if they looked well off, then I wouldn't feel too bad. But if they looked poor, then I would just take half. Leave them with something.
That's so mean. You'd legit do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
So what would you do?
It's difficult because
it's hard when you're on the spot, eh?
Yeah, it is hard. What favor would I ask from someone?
Maybe share a pizza is a nice one.
No, I would just ask them to be the best version of themselves that they can be because that'll make the world a better place.
A better place for you and for me and the entire human race.
Beautiful. What's next?
So an FBI agent went and stole seized money up to the value of $100,000. This was money seized from like drug cartels and stuff. And he used it to go on holiday, buy his wife a new nose. He purchased the car and he thought no one would find out about it. What an idiot.
Well, listen, and for someone that works at the FBI, they must have thought this out pretty sort of extensively.
And $100,000 is a lot of money.
It's a truckload, but I guess the FBI must deal in millions upon millions upon millions.
Imagine a drug cartel. One cartel in Mexico dealing cocaine must be worth about $1 billion.
Never mind that. I mean, the FBI at the moment is busy counting Sepp's money that he's stored in the under the bed in the hotel.
Very, very, very sharp there.
What?
No, that you picked up on the SEP and you joined that into my story.
Thanks. This isn't called Relax, it's Flax. It's called Flax Trains Ari. What's next, bro?
Have you ever heard of this woman? She's being sued by eBay.
Yeah.
Guess why?
Why?
Without reading why.
Why?
Okay, why would eBay sue you?
You were fraudulent.
Yeah, I guess so. But, okay, say you had to sell something that eBay could sue you over. What would you sell?
eBay.
No. So let me get straight to the point. This woman is trying to sell land on the sun. She's selling it for €1 for square meter on the sun.
But what's to say she doesn't own space on the sun?
You can't own something that's probably government property.
But if you're an idiot and you go and you bid on it, then you take that chance.
She's actually had 640 people bid.
What a smart thing to do.
But that means I could sell air. I could sell air in this room right now.
No, you can't because I just registered that on BiddleBuy. Okay, but eBay though, you see, once they start getting into these waters though, they're going to have to start governing what they sell a lot more seriously.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, they're going to have to make their policies real strict. They don't know all the time if something's in good condition, bad condition. It's a bit of a stance that they're taking that maybe they shouldn't be.
See, I see it more of a psychological thing that you can just go around saying, no, I own a part of the sun. I mean, do you know that you can buy a star?
Can you?
Yeah. You can go online. You can buy a star. You can buy a monkey. You can buy...
Well, a monkey's a real thing.
There's so many things you can buy online.
This eBay story is interesting, though. And actually, it's on Unnews, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So it's interesting. If you want to read the rest, head on over to cliffcentral.com. There you go.
But what would you buy? What's like the weirdest thing you'd buy? Say you saw someone selling seawater?
Look, for some people, I'd buy a personality.
I think I'd buy the sun. This is land on the sun.
Talk to me about Zara.
So the guy that he doesn't own Zara, but he owns the umbrella company that owns Zara. He's now the second richest man in the world.
He does own Zara though. If he owns the umbrella company,
well, he doesn't like just own Zara.
He owns Zara,
a company
and,
that
yeah.
owns Zara, owns like a dozen other Spanish.
He's
outlets.
The richest man in the world.
Mm, his name is Amancio Ortega.
Amancio Ortega
and he's overtaken Warren Buffett.
Yeah. In a, what accent was that?
I don't know. I tried to do Mexican.
Yeah.
I assume Amancio Ortega's Mexican.
No, it's Spanish.
How'd you know?
It says he has 79-year-old Spaniard.
Ah.
It's usually a telltale sign. if you're a Spaniard, you're usually from Spain.
It's always in the fine print.
If it was
there.
A Mexican, they would have said Mexican. If they were South African, they would have said South African. If they were from America, they would have said American. You'll figure it out though. So everyday learning and growing.
He's got a net worth of $71.5 billion.
That is wild.
Warren Buffett's only got 70.2.
But hang on, it says here Microsoft's Bill Gates has 85.5 billion.
Yeah, so he's the first.
Oh.
My guy's only the second.
Okay. So yeah, he still kills it, Bill Gates.
He owned Bull and Bear. Have you heard of that? Apparently it's a cool clothing company.
The Bull and Bear?
Yeah.
The Bull and Bear.
Bull and Bear.
No, I haven't heard of the Bull and Bear.
Must be American.
I've heard of the chicken and the dog.
Like, oh, did you ever watch Cow and Chicken?
Yeah, it was such a good show.
Oh,
how did it used to go, I'm cow, I'm chicken.
No, yes, and one of them was messed up, and I used to think, like, how can they allow kids to watch this? And Cat Dog, that was the most messed up TV program ever.
Yeah, but it was really, really good.
Cat Dog. Cat Dog. Cat Dog.
Cat Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Gee, Mama had a cow. Dad was proud. He didn't care how. Cow. Chicken. Cow and chicken.
That is so good. That is so good.
Childhood memories.
Oh, one more time.
Mama had a chicken. Mama had a cow. Dad was proud. He didn't care how.
You be cow, I'll be chicken.
And cow.
Chicken.
Cow chicken.
Friday.
Was that
made.
Your favorite?
Oh, I just love that theme song. I could sit the whole day.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
And what else? Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah. All right. What else, Flax?
Introducing the new selfie swing. They'll do anything for a selfie stick, eh?
What is the story about?
So apparently it's now too hard to hold a selfie stick.
Yeah.
So they've created this thing as... It like attaches to the back of your phone. You put it on a table and it angulated, if that's a word.
Yeah.
To take the perfect selfie of you if you're on your own.
Wow. That's pretty interesting.
I'd buy it. I mean, you just bought new accessories for your phone.
You have selfie sticks. You have one of these things, Flex.
I've just got a selfie stick and a cover. What do you have?
I don't have any of these things. Well, now I have lens covers, which I bought recently.
That's going to make your Instagram so sick.
It totally is. What else, Flax?
I heard something about Instagram's now going to put adverts in there, which is going to make it pretty rubbish.
I think it's still going to be
Everything's going to be owned by advertising soon.
Yeah, but that's how they fund things, Flax.
How does Instagram make money?
They don't. They build up a network and then eventually one day they do.
So Instagram's
it's like,
free.
What do you think happened with Twitter? So when Twitter started, Twitter had no ads on it. And then they build up a community. And before you know it, they start putting ads on it.
And then they just charge per ad.
Yeah.
But they don't like the word deuce, which means just like shove onto you ads, if that's a word. I learned deuces today, so I'm trying to use it in sentences.
Okay. What does deuces mean
again?
Deuces
is like when you do the peace sign, you got your deuces, so your two fingers.
So why would it make sense that you juice something onto someone?
I just needed to use it in the sentence.
Okay, let's talk about the biggest story of the week, the thing we've spoken about every single day, and you've got a new story on this.
So, Sepp Blatter. No, I'm joking. Caitlyn Jenner.
I was like, what?
So, Caitlyn Jenner, if she wants, or he wants, to go change Bruce Jenner in the Hall of Fame for winning that Olympic decathlon medal in, I think it was 1976.
Yeah.
He can apply to get the name changed to Caitlyn Jenner.
That's awesome.
I think that's so kind of
him. I thought that you were going to say she has to rerun the race.
No. Legit, when I started reading the story, I thought, she's going to have to rerun the race. She's not going to be happy with it.
That would be a mission.
I think the story is unbelievable. Everyone's talking about it.
What's your take?
Caitlyn Jenner. I think it's pretty cool. I do still, like, in my gut feel she's only doing this, or he's only doing this, because he became irrelevant. And then there's something about the Kardashians and the Jenners that they need the spotlight on them. So then he did this. I mean, look, Bruce had the spotlight on him as Caitlyn Jenner. But before that, Kim had the spotlight. I mean, he could have waited for the spotlight to go off Kim. But now that the spotlight's on Kim and less on him, he needed it back on him. So that's why he did Caitlyn at the time he did.
I finally get the opportunity to, the whole week, as we've spoken about Caitlyn Jenner, every time I look up, I see Jono in the room next door shaking his head at the different opinions that we've heard. Jono, very quickly come in here and tell us your take on all these opinions. You've heard Shelton Forbes, you've heard Warda Hartley, you've heard everyone's take on Caitlyn Jenner, and I feel like I finally want to give you the chance to have your voice heard.
I'm on?
Yeah.
There you are.
Just clear your throat.
I'm very tired of these ignorant people. Like, why would he have a sex change for ratings?
Because he could be psychologically messed in the head.
No. That guy has enough money. He has enough fame.
So why is he doing it now and not when he figured it out?
Because it was his process. He's dealing with who he is inside.
Yeah, but you don't have, like, two kids and then you don't carry on a marriage and try act happy. How can you lie your whole life? You can lie for, like, a week. Max.
No, man. This is a long-term process. You don't just wake up one day and decide you're a woman. It takes years and years. It takes years of therapy. You have to get approved by a psychiatrist who...
No one approved him to be a woman.
No, of course you do.
Who approved
him?
You
can't undergo a sex change.
I never saw one story.
No, no, no. There is. You have to... Before they'll grant you that kind of surgery, you have to go through, like, sort of screening and...
Yeah. So maybe he pays them because he's wealthy.
Yeah, but I... Whatever the process was, he didn't do this for ratings. No one has a sex change to pull
up
ratings
on
the Kardashians.
Now that he's got a sex change, he's got a reality show called I'm Kate.
Yeah, for sure. But I doubt he said, I'm going to cut off my penis so I can have a reality show. No, he wanted to
be
a woman.
Surprised what people are prepared to do these days.
Flex, how far would you go for a reality show?
Not a sex change. I'd probably do like Bachelorette or something like that.
What do you mean you would do Bachelorette?
I'd be a contestant on the Bachelorette.
Yeah,
yeah. Jono, what's been, because you've sat the whole week as different people have given their take on this, what's been the worst take of the week? I feel like Flax is right up there for you.
Flax is second. Shelton Forbes, definitely.
What was Shelton's as like a summary?
Shelton Forbes was kept calling him a transvestite. He's not a transvestite.
He's
a transgender.
Transgender.
Shelton was going on about how, you know, he's okay with gay people. And I'm like, this is not a gay issue. This is a transgender issue.
Is he sleeping with men or women now? Because
no one
really
matter.
Has an answer.
He could gender-wise associate with being a female and still be attracted to females. It's got nothing to do with gay or lesbian. He's a transgender, which means... He was born in the wrong body, basically.
I think everyone's going to have a different take after watching the show.
For sure. But I just don't like people saying that he underwent all of this for publicity. I mean, sure, he's getting great publicity.
And you can 100% state that they are wrong.
Why would anyone undergo such a traumatic, life-changing experience for publicity?
There's crazy people in here.
Look. Years and years ago, around the time of winning at the Olympics and in the sort of years following that, he is known. There are journalists that have said that they saw him in a hotel. He would wake up in the middle of the night and he would just sort of dress up as a woman and then walk around. I mean, even Kim.
Well,
Kim Kardashian walked,
on him Kim walked in on him, and I heard Kendall speaking the other day saying that she also once just in her interview, and she also saw him walking around in the middle of the night as a woman. It was the only time he could do it in peace, without.
Yeah, what's really interesting though, and I don't know if we're going to speak about it next week again, because we've spoken about this every single day, is that every single person has a very different take on
it. I'm not against him. I mean, it's cool what he did. I just think it could be for publicity, just to get shine
on
him.
Psychiatrist would have signed him off to do this if they thought that he was doing it for publicity. This is years and years of counseling, of therapy.
But how did his family not know about it? Did he like sneak out the house?
They did know about it. They had suspicions. I think it's been coming for years now. They've known. And also when people saying he's selfish, how could he do this to his children? This is not about his children. It's not about his family. This is about him.
That's why it was called About Bruce. That's what the series is called.
I Am Kate.
Yeah. All right. So that's the end of that there. And that's, Jono, we have to, you're telling me if I don't wrap up now, you can't, what's going on?
Yes. Our backup recordings are, having some issues. So literally if you go over 6 o'clock, Ari, the recording that you are recording on now is going to stop.
Yeah. We'll sort that out. You don't want to miss this one.
Yeah.
Flax, give me the most important story of the week.
Most important story of
the
week.
Or the funniest.
Funniest story of the week. Justin Bieber?
Yeah, what happened with him?
So they're now saying he has a girlfriend because of he was spotted somewhere in like a restaurant with another girl. He gets spotted with his mom and the mom will be his girlfriend. Yeah. I mean, leave the kid alone.
Leave the kid alone. There you go. Well, Flax, that's it.
Yeah, let me tell you, there's a nice YouTube video on our YouTube channel, Cliff Central TV.
Yeah.
With the Big Brother winners.
Yes, I've seen it. It's
Ace
very good.
And Ntombi.
You've had thousands of views.
Let's keep them rolling. Go check it out. YouTube channel. You can also go onto cliffcentral.com. Scroll down a little bit and you'll see. Just click the link. video plays, you smile happy days.
Fantastic. And don't forget that on Monday, speaking of Big Brother, K2 will be in the building dropping his brand new single just after 3.
Like he tweeted or something. Yeah. That was very cool.
There you go. That's a Relax It's Flax at Michael Flax on Twitter, Instagram, all of it, huh?
And Facebook.
Nice one. This is Kelman on Cliff Central.